ecstatic. I mean, I think for any team to get to Wembley is, honestly, it's a dream come true. For me, as much as it is for the players. So to play three games in 8 days, we had to gut it out today. And we played a very good Manchester City team, but a little bit of quality in the final third from our little magician, and that was the difference.
Well, talk us through that winning goal. What a moment for you. A special celebration as well. You must have been absolutely delighted when that went in.
I don't know why we weren't shooting in the second half. I had a young keeper in goal, and, you know, it was times too intricate in and around the box. I just wanted someone to pull the trigger. And I think maybe 5 or 6 minutes beforehand, my assistant shouted out, "Gee, you have to shoot." And she took the message on board, and it was a wonderful cut back on her right foot, and she buried it in the bottom corner. And I'm so proud of my players today.
And fully befitting of the PFA Player of the Year award that she picked up last weekend. A real moment of class.
She's a winner, and she's fighting hard defensively. She's played 390 minutes. You know, often players say that's the challenge for Asian players coming to this country. And for me, she's shown why she's the top player in this country.
What does the final mean for this team? I know they're hurting lots after narrowly missing out on the league last year. I sense they're really desperate for success.
Absolutely, we work hard. My backroom staff are tremendous. This is more than just the 11 players on the pitch. This is for the entire club, and for people like Paul Green and Rob Ugberg and Stuart Searle, you know, three people who put their life into this. So I'm happy for them, and I want them to enjoy a special day. But let's not forget, we haven't won anything yet. You know, as much as the occasion is brilliant, we're here to win things, and that's what our objective will be.
What about your goalkeeper? Some good saves there in the second half to deny Nikita Paris, and you defended well at times because City gave you a good go today.
In on form, is there anybody better in the world? Forget just this league. She's remarkable, and when games are tight and you need a big performance from the goalkeeper, I said it in the week, she's the best in the league. But for me, she's her and Hope Solo are the top two keepers in the world.
How will you celebrate this game now? Because a league game against City coming up, is it going to be a chance to celebrate tonight, or is it straight back to focusing on the league game?
Sleep. I need some sleep. I don't need anything else and rest, but, you know, so I can get a game plan right for the following weekend, because our league form is important. You know, again, important contributions from the bench today, and just showing what a squad we've got here.
Okay, and very, very lastly, these girls have got a long time to wait now for the final. I guess, how do you think about that when it's so long away, so far away? 1st of August, the final. When will you start to really sink in that you're in the final?
Week before. We need to think about the league game next week, and that's all we'll think about. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's a great day for Chelsea. It's a win. Beyond that, we haven't won anything yet.